The strategy of generators is one of the most important and transformative aspects of human design. It's the key to living a life aligned with their true nature and finding satisfaction and fulfillment in everything they undertake. As we saw in the previous submodule, generators are designed to respond rather than initiate. But what exactly does this mean? Waiting to respond means waiting for an invitation, opportunity, or proposal to present itself before acting. It is waiting for something to sacralize the generator, that is, to provoke a visceral response in their sacral center. This response can be a clear yes or no, or even a maybe that requires further exploration. When a generator acts on a sacral yes, they unleash an inexhaustible energy and enthusiasm. It's as if their entire being is in agreement with this action, and they can work with endurance and consistency without becoming tired. It's in these moments that generators truly feel alive and fulfilled. On the other hand, when a generator acts on a sacral no, or worse, when they initiate an action without waiting for a response, they often encounter resistance, frustration, and exhaustion. This is because they are going against their nature and wasting their precious sacral energy. Take the example of a generator who is offered a new position at work. Instead of saying yes right away, they take the time to listen to their sacral response. If it's a clear yes, they can commit knowing they'll have the energy and enthusiasm to succeed in this new role. But if it's a no, they know it's better to politely decline, even if the offer may seem attractive on paper. Waiting to respond does not mean being passive or doing nothing. Generators can actively set up the conditions for the right opportunities to present themselves. They can explore their passions, develop their skills, and put themselves in situations where they are likely to be sacralized. But the key action is always to wait for that sacral response before fully committing. This can be a challenge for many generators, especially in a society that values initiative and quick action. There can be pressure to say yes to everything, to seize every opportunity that presents itself. But for generators, discerning what truly deserves their energy is an essential skill. Learning to wait to respond is a process, and it requires practice and patience. Generators can start by becoming aware of their sacral response in small things, such as what they want to eat or what they want to do with their evening. Over time, they can apply this same listening to more significant decisions like their career or their relationships. It's also important for generators to have compassion for themselves. They may have spent much of their life initiating and forcing things, and it takes time to unlearn these patterns. Every time they listen to their sacral response, it's a victory, no matter the outcome. Ultimately, waiting to respond is a practice of alignment and trust. It's trusting that the right things will come at the right time, and that their sacral energy will guide them to their highest expression. When generators master this strategy, they can live a life of joy, satisfaction, and abundance, fully being who they are meant to be. As Ryuryu, who the founder of Human Design, often said, "The generator who waits to respond is the most powerful generator." It's an invitation to embrace our unique nature and live on our own terms, rather than according to outside expectations. And it's a promise that when we do, life can be richer and more fulfilling than we could ever imagine. Takeaways. 1. The strategy of generators is to wait to respond before acting, that is, to wait for an invitation, opportunity, or proposal that triggers a visceral response in their sacral center. 2. When a generator acts on a sacral yes, they unleash an inexhaustible energy and enthusiasm, feeling aligned and fulfilled. Acting on a sacral no or initiating without waiting for a response often leads to resistance, frustration, and exhaustion. 3. Waiting to respond does not mean being passive, but rather actively creating the conditions for the right opportunities to present themselves while waiting for the sacral response before fully committing. 4. Learning to wait to respond is a process that requires practice, patience, and self-compassion. Generators can start by listening to their sacral response in small matters before applying this listening to more significant decisions. 5. Waiting to respond is a practice of alignment and trust, allowing generators to live a life of joy, satisfaction, and abundance by being fully themselves. As Ryuryu, who puts it, "The generator who waits to respond is the most powerful generator."